This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today launched the Trade Connect e-platform to promote ease of international business for Indian entrepreneurs in an event in New Delhi. The online platform will be a one-stop medium for information about regulations, free trade agreements, events, partnerships, customs, tariffs, and concession and overview of overseas buyers. Addressing the event, Mr. Goyal said that the Trade Connect e-platform is a grand collaboration between various ministries, entities, and organizations. He mentioned that the platform is futuristic and adds to the accessibility of various information and data. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will take every step to become the semiconductor powerhouse. He said the government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. The Prime Minister said that government has set a target to make the country's electronics sector a $500 billion worth industry by the end of this decade. He said this will create 60 lakh jobs. Mr. Modi also highlighted the success of Digital India initiative, saying the country is witnessing its multiplier effect. Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, has launched Pradhan Mantri Matsya Kisan Samriddhi Seh Yojana in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering on the 4th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana, Mr. Ranjan appealed to all the states and union territories to come together and ask as many fishermen to join this digital platform to make the fisheries sector an organized sector. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today underlined that border villages are the country's first villages and the government is fully committed to their holistic development. Addressing the Border Area Development Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh pointed out that India's geostrategic position is such that it is exposed to different kinds of challenges. He said the best way to deal with them is to ensure border area development. Highlighting the progress achieved in the border area development in the last 10 years, the minister said Border Roads Organization has constructed over 8,500 kilometers of roads and more than 400 permanent bridges. An NIA ATS special court in Lucknow today sentenced 12 persons to life imprisonment in the illegal religious conversion case, which was termed as biggest conversion racket of the country. Special Judge Vivekanand Sharan Tripathi pronounced the quantum of punishment today and sent four other accused for 10 years of imprisonment each. The court had convicted all the 16 accused yesterday. Uttar Pradesh Anti-Terror Squad ATS has said in its charge sheet that Maulana Kaleem Siddiqui, Umar Gautam and Mufti Qazi Jahangir Alam ran a pan-India illegal religious conversion racket. The other convicted were their members. Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, has decided to contest Jharkhand Assembly elections with India Alliance. This decision was taken today in an RJD party leaders meeting in Ranchi. The meeting was chaired by Jharkhand RJD in charge Jayaprakash Narayan Yadav. After meeting, Mr. Yadav said since RJD is a leading political party in India Alliance and his party would prefer an agreement on seats with GMM and Congress in Jharkhand. India's National Security Advisor, NSA, Ajit Doval, is participating in the BRICS NSA meeting at St. Petersburg in Russia. During the sessions, Mr. Doval today spoke on modern security challenges, including issues related to information and communication technology, ICT, and terrorism, and the need to address them through joint efforts within the BRICS framework. Mr. Doval's visit comes in the wake of crucial statements by Russian President Vladimir Putin and Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni that both India and China can play a key role in resolving Ukraine conflict. In hockey, defending champions India qualified for the semi-final of Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 in the round-robin stage at Hulun Buir in China this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.